Lake of Cardiff. This is Dennis.
Señor Dennis, this is Victor.
Victor. What part of Mexico did you go to?
We went to Monterrey City.
Monterrey City, okay.
Monterrey, Mexico, not Monterrey from California. The original Monterrey.
The original Monterrey.
Yeah, that's on the.
I'm trying to think of the Spanish word for original, but it slipped me.
Yeah, that's the northeast of Mexico. It's close to Laredo and that area.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Yeah. Well, actually, what I ran it up against is I do have an approval for you, but it's only for around 46,000. So okay. We got good news there, but I think I can get a much higher approval if I can get both of your signatures on the application and add you to it. So that last email I sent to you, and for some reason, the applications, whenever they came back, they were scrambled up or something like that. It was hard to explain, but I did send you another application that's blank on – I can email it to you right now if you want. I sent it on the
26th.
Yeah, that one on the 26th. You just have Pedro sign the first line where it's normal. Sign in. We'll put his name, print his name, sign it, date it. And then at the bottom, towards the bottom there, it says second owner name and percentage of ownership. It has your name, social, and birth date. If you can just sign next to your name on that, that's all I need.
Form? Oh, this is the form. Okay. So let's do it right now so I don't... but I need to print it and then scan it again, huh?
Right, and before, whenever it wasn't protected before, so whenever it was being printed out before it came back, it was a different format or something like that.
So what do you need from this one? You need me. You need Javier to sign it, the print the date.
Just have Pablo sign where it says owner, officer, and then print his name, sign his name, date it, and then at the bottom there, so it's second owner. I've already got all your information on there. If you can just sign next to your name anywhere or next to your birth date in between that and the 50%, that'll be fine.
So let me print it right now. So I can print it and then scan it and send it to you, or how do you want it?
That's fine. You can do that.
I can take a picture.
If you want to take a picture, you can do that too. Whatever's easier for you, really.
Well, Javier is here. Let me sign it right away. And what are the terms that you found?
You know, I don't know the actual terms yet. They just told me that with the one owner with Pablo on there, the maximum they could lend was 46. As far as it's a random number. It's 46,022. But they were basically saying that if you can add the other owner, you know, they could resubmit it with both of you on there. And it just, even though your credit's not as good as his, they look at other items such as ownership. You know, 100% owner just protects them a little bit more, really.
It's just the application. Just the application. With your name, signature, dated, and then I'll be signing. So it's not going to be even close to the 200 that we're looking.
It's possible. It's definitely possible. I mean, the gross revenue for the business is...
Let me sign it. Next to my name here. Okay, so I signed it, he signed it, he put the date. Let me take a picture.
I went to Puerto Penasco, Mexico, when I was like 22 years old. Have you been there before?
Yes, it's a nice place.
Actually. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of college people went there, so.
Oh, you're talking about
Puerto Penasco. Rocky Point.
Yeah.
Is what they call it. But, yeah, we had a good time. We camped out on the beach and ended up meeting up with a bunch of girls from Canada. So that was fun.
Yeah, there's a place in the other side close to Monterrey that is Isla del Padre. Have you heard about that?
What's it called?
Isla del Padre.
I think I have heard of it, actually. I went there probably...
Something similar to that.
I can't believe it was 20 years ago, because I was in the military at the time. I was had some friends that were stationed at the Yuma military base, the Marine Corps base in Yuma. So okay. We met up, and then we just drove down. But I remember we got pulled over by the federales. I speak a little bit of Spanish, and they just asked us, like, do you have any drugs or weapons? And we're like, no, of course not. So they let us go. Like, va playa partido, es todo.
And that saved your day, huh?
They were pretty scared, though.
They're scared even for us, man.
There was probably 10 of them, and there was only 4 of us, just one car, and they pulled out their guns and pointed at us and everything. Like, it's pretty scary. But they're the good guys, so.
They just want money. That's all they want.
Yeah, they didn't mess with us, but we did get a ticket for churning our wheels too sharp inside the parking lot, and they actually dug into the concrete. Or the new asphalt, so they made us pay like $50 for that. But yeah, that's all they want is money.
Yeah, and lucky that you have the money.
Yeah, I don't.
You. That was good.
Yeah, I don't go there anymore. I used to go to what's it called? I can't think of it now. It's just south of Tijuana. It's called. Starts with the R's. I want to say it's Redondo Beach, but it's not Redondo Beach. It's
Mazatlán.
It's not that far. It's about 45 minutes into Mexico along the border. I'll actually look it up right now.
Well, today is not our day. This camera is not working, man.
Really? You can fax it if you have a fax.
No, I don't like fax, man. That's old school.
Old school. Rosarito is what I was thinking of.
Oh, Rosarito. Yeah, that's close to
Tijuana. It's close to the border of Tijuana. Once you get past Tijuana, it's pretty safe.
Yes, Tijuana is a risky place. Let me just scan it. I don't know. Let me scan it. Wow, for some reason the camera is not working. It's blank. Really? Wow, okay. The iPhone, sometimes,
give us.
They don't behave. Okay. Let me just scan it here right away. It's going to happen. Where is the scan? Black and white. 200 points. Pictures. Scan name. So, what is the name of your company? Just to put a name.
Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of Scottish.
Cardiff. At C A R D as in David, I as in India, F as in Frank, F as in Frank.
So my email collection enable. Okay. Oye, ma, ¿no está me quitaste la hoja? No, man, you and me, we cannot do business, I can tell you. ¿Eh? Ponla, nomás ponla ahí arriba. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Ah, okay, no, that's better. Déjale, ¿dónde está? Alright. Okay, your document here. Now you go and mail it to you. Yeah. Finish. Yes. Sí, Ana, ya, gracias. Okay. The quality is not that good, but it's good enough. Is that okay, or needs to be perfect?
It should be okay, Holly, you know, but I think we're okay.
Okay, this is to Dennis Sanders.
Yep, just D. Sanders.
To JVT. JV Transports. Wow, I'm going to send it to Clash. Subject application. Application for Bank of DOC. Okay. Danny Sanders? Okay. It's gone from my side.
Okay. Yeah, I just received it. So let's see here. That's fine. That'll work.
That's what you need?
Perfecto.
Okay, senor. So right. You let me know.
All right, I'll let you know. Hopefully I get some numbers for you today. It's still fairly early here. It's only 10 a.m. Realistically, okay. It'll probably be tomorrow for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dennis.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.